dan bertemu kembali dengan PKP 3.0 yang dilaksanakan sekarang dan juga langkah seterusnya untuk kawal penularan COVID-19 yang dijangka diumum hari ini. Kita ingin terus bincangkan bagaimana negara boleh tingkatkan kemahiran digital. Ini terutama bagi PKS dan melangkaui itu usaha serta kerjasama untuk wujudkan modal insan digital di Malaysia. Tentunya kita semua saksikan kejayaan banyak PKS mikro yang meningkatkan pendigitalan bermula PKP 1 dan 2.0. Namun ini masih perlu ditingkatkan melihat kepada ketidaktentuan aktiviti ekonomi terutama dengan ancaman varian baru COVID-19. Jadi apakah yang harus dilakukan untuk perkasakan PKS ini dan juga bagi anda di luar sana, apakah kemahiran yang diperlukan dengan lebih banyak pekerjaan kini menggunakan kemahiran digital? Dan untuk membincangkan berkenaan dengan perkara ini, kita bersama Naib Presiden dan Ketua Bahagian Kemahiran dan Kerjaya Digital MDEC, Dr. Sumitra Nair, dan juga Ketua Polisi Awam Google Malaysia, Nick Bauer. Kita mulakan dengan Dr. Sumitra dan izinkan saya meneruskan dalam bahasa Inggeris. Dr., COVID-19 has shifted the way businesses operate. More specifically, digital technologies are playing a more crucial role for businesses to survive in this economy. In your view, are businesses in Malaysia ready for this shift? Do they have the right skills and talent to pivot towards a digital-first approach?
Yeah, hi Rizal, good morning. I think, you know, firstly, before I go into the impact of COVID on skills, allow me to just recap quickly, you know, in case our audience today are not familiar, what MDEC is and who we are, what we do. And really, you know, our aspiration is to make Malaysia achieve, you know, this Malaysia 5.0, we call it. And what does this mean? It's actually basically to connect the rakyat to digital technologies and capabilities that is going to help provide more equitable opportunities, be it income or job opportunities. How are we doing this? We're doing this by focusing on four key things. Number one is, of course, as you mentioned, skills is extremely important. New skills, digital skills. Second is to help businesses to adopt digital to ensure business continuity and growth. Thirdly is to help support the growth of our own tech disruptors or potential unicorns. And fourth is to continue to drive investments. And so if you look at the first one, you know, you mentioned COVID. Yes, definitely it has accelerated the pace of digitalization, especially in e-commerce and front-end businesses. I mean, we all love to shop online, right? And so what this has done, it has basically created this major spike in the demand for digital skills as well as jobs, yeah? So if I can just share, MDEC has been tracking the job market over the last, you know, 3 quarters or so. And from June last year to April this year, there's been a threefold increase in the number of digital tech and services related vacancies on 5 main recruitment platforms in Malaysia. And but you know, more interestingly, more than 75% of these vacancies are for experienced hires. And this is where it could get a bit tricky, because while we have, you know, an abundant number of fresh graduates, we don't have enough experienced hires to go around for all companies as they pivot. And so it's really important for companies to take a long-term approach to nurture and cultivate, you know, these skills amongst fresh graduates, get them to a level where they are more, you know, have greater expertise. And then they have to focus on talent retention, because there is really a global war right now for good talent, for good quality tech talent. In the short term, because, you know, businesses may say, yeah, that's going to take a while. What do we do in the short term? In the short term, they need to leverage on the freelance market. Now, we've been tracking again, and we've seen over the last 1 year, there's been a 20-30% spike in the number of people who are doing freelance. And so in the short term, companies can tap on this freelance talent to meet their digital talent requirements.
And Nick, given the context that Dr. Sumitra just shared earlier, it's no longer a question of why we need to digitalize, but rather how do we do it? With more people coming online and more businesses shifting their approach to find consumers online, how is Google helping businesses gain the right digital skills?
Certainly. Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me on the show today. It's a pleasure to be here. And you're absolutely right about more consumers coming online. Every year, we do a report with Bain and Temasek. And the most recent report showed that last year in 2020, 40 million consumers came online for the first time in Southeast Asia. And this is a marked increase from previous years. In the 5 years before that, it was about 100 million. And if you look at, you know, the services that these people are using, online media, online travel, e-commerce, we asked, you know, is it the first time you've used this service? And 1 in 3 said yes. And 90% said they were going to continue using that service. So getting to your point about small businesses, this is a really big opportunity for these businesses to get online and meet these customers and consumers where they are. And at Google, we're trying to play our part to support that through programs like Mahir Digital Bersama Google. And we're really proud to be working with MDEC on this program. And thanks to their support, last year, over 15,000 SMEs benefited from this free program where we helped them get online, learn new skills, and create free business profiles. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite examples of you know, Malaysian businesses who have benefited from this program is Dough by Sarah. It's run by Sarah. She runs a home-based bakery in Selangor. And when MCO started last year, her sales declined by 70%. But after she attended a Mahir Digital class, she learned how to create a free business profile. Her sales doubled, and she was able to open a physical store. So we're really committed to helping small businesses mm-hmm. and also, you know, women entrepreneurs like Sarah through our Women Will program, where we've worked with Maggie, you know, to reach about 1,000 women entrepreneurs in Malaysia and help them gain confidence and skills to get online.
And Dr. Sumitra, you shared that to keep up with digitalization, we need to reskill and upskill ourselves. What are some of the trends you notice in this new digital era, and what is MDEC doing to help the nation build digital talent?
Yeah, so, you know, as I mentioned, obviously the demand for digital skills is there, and it's not going away. And even if you look at some of the global reports, Future of Jobs report last year and so on, 8 out of 10 emerging jobs in Malaysia are going to be digital, be it data scientists, data analysts, IoT specialists, cybersecurity specialists, digital marketing specialists, the list just goes on, right? And it's not just for people who are entering the workforce, because the same reports also, you know, project that more than half of the existing workforce need to be reskilled or upskilled for these kinds of, you know, changes that's happening in businesses. And so in MDEC, you know, we've been embarking on various initiatives in collaboration with public and private sector partners, including the likes of Google, of course, like what Nick has just shared, you know, whether it is to help SMEs to get online, or whether it is to help build a future talent pipeline, you know, through coding skills and so on and so forth, or even equipping the upcoming graduates with industry-relevant skills. And so over the last 5 years, we've, you know, impacted and touched close to 3 million Malaysians. Mm-hmm. And we're not stopping there. So recently, we launched the Saya Digital campaign, and that really is meant to leverage and scale all the initiatives that we have found is working. It's going to scale that nationwide, yeah? Mm. So that's something definitely that's really exciting for us, for the greater populace, not just for job skills, but even just, you know, general digital literacy. Because, you know, even to live, like, daily transactions, your banking, your day-to-day purchases, mm-hmm. you know, maintaining safety online, all that is going to be important. So Sai Digital will address that. At the same time, last year, we launched an initiative called My Digital Workforce Movement. And that really is about helping the existing workforce to upskill, reskill, and help to match them to jobs that are increasingly becoming digital. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Similarly, you know, very recently, just last month, we launched a latest initiative, thanks to support of the government, called My Digital Workforce in Tech. And this is a hiring and training incentive to help employers to actually access talents out there. And so mm-hmm. it provides some subsidies to train unemployed Malaysians and to get them on board onto jobs. So These are some of the a few of the initiatives that are done to date, but of course, none of this would be possible for us to do it at a scale we want to achieve without partners like Google. And we're really, really appreciative of this collaboration.
Nick, based on what Dr. Sumitra just shared, it sounds like adopting technology is key, and there are some jobs that are going to be in high demand, including big data specialists. What opportunities are there for people to upskill themselves in these areas?
That's absolutely right. And I think Dr. Sumitra made a great point about the need for ecosystem partners to work together. You know, it can't just be the government, the private sector, companies like Google, local companies also need to play a part. And to your point about what people can do, I would refer them to our Grow with Google website. You can check it out at grow.google. Mm-hmm. And whatever your background is, whether you're a job seeker, a student, an app developer, you can find free certification courses or paid certification courses and learn new skills, anything from how to create a resume to how to learn the basics of machine learning. So there's really a wealth of opportunities there. If you're looking for something more bite-sized, you can check out our Primer app, which is really short modular courses on digital marketing. And I'd also be remiss if I didn't mention Red Beat Academy, where we're working with AirAsia to help upskill. Well, initially it was their own employees, but they've actually opened up to the public. And we're working with them to make sure they're including our Google Cloud Platform skills and certifications in that. And it's really helpful in terms of bridging the gap between higher education and the jobs of the future.
And Dr. Sumitra, you spoke about the need for a holistic talent pipeline. Are there plans in place to ensure we are addressing the digital skills gap among our students and preparing them for the jobs of today?
Yes, I think it's, you know, that's absolutely crucial. And that's why 5 years ago, we launched something called the My Digital Maker Movement, which addresses school students. And we work closely with the Ministry of Education, other EdTech partners, local as well as global ones like Google, to cultivate digital innovation and creativity amongst school children. And so this initiative has impacted close to 2 million children, actually over 2 million children across the country. And so what we've done there is we worked with the Ministry of Education and other partners to integrate computational thinking and coding into the national school curriculum. We've also helped to set up digital maker co-curricular clubs in school where kids can learn robotics, coding, creative, you know, digital content and so on. And we've also worked with various partners to establish digital maker spaces, which we call digital maker hubs, around the country. So if you don't have access to these facilities, you know, at home or in school, you can actually go to the closest maker space, which could be in a university, it could be in a company, it could be in a mall, or it could be in even a state agency. Right. So there are the various and all those are listed on our website. Yeah. The other thing we've also worked on in terms of, you know, you're asking about the pipeline is to work with the Ministry of Higher Education via, you know, this group of universities that we have identified and we are working with to nurture to become premier digital tech institutions. And over the last 3-4 years, we've actually seen their graduate employability rates increase. And so students from these. Yeah, at the moment, we have 16 of these institutions that are either universities or polytechnics. 90%, more than 90% of these students get employed within 6 months of their graduation, you know, and some even, you know, 100% of them. And the way to do this is by bridging what the industry needs are into the university curriculum. So we work again with various organizations, including, of course, Google has been a great partner to keep infusing, you know, what the latest and greatest is in as far as technology trends are concerned into the curriculum.
And Nick, I believe we can agree that adoption of technology into education has accelerated since the pandemic due to the need for remote learning. On Google's front, what are some of the initiatives in this space as Malaysian students shift to online learning? Briefly, maybe before we end the interview, Nick?
Absolutely. And you're right that, you know, the pandemic has been a tremendous disruptor for schools, and it's been quite difficult for many of them. But you know, really it's been inspiring to see the resilience that schools have had. And we've been proud to play a part working with the Ministry of Education to roll out our free Google Workspace for Education and Google Classroom tools nationwide. And about 3.4 million students around the country, the vast majority of students, are regularly using these tools, which has led to the launch of the Dilema platform as well. So, you know, in addition to what Sumitra mentioned about working with them, with MDEC on computational thinking, I think making sure that the teachers, you know, have the tools that they need and they're upskilled and they're comfortable with these tools to be able to move to this hybrid learning environment is going to be absolutely critical. And we're here to support, and we're excited to be working with the Ministry of Education on that.
Thank you very much, Nick and Sumitra, for joining us this morning. Itu adalah NAIP President dan juga Ketua Bahagian Kemahiran dan Kerjaya Digital MDEC, Dr. Sumitra Nair, dan juga Ketua Polisi Awam Google Malaysia, Nick Bauer. Sekian Niaga Awani. Ikuti info terkini berhubung vaksin COVID-19 di halaman Micro Interaktif di astroawani.com sekarang. Dan segala maklumat lain dalam astroawani.com, juga aplikasi Astro Awani. Terima kasih kerana menonton saluran berita paling dipercayai di Malaysia. Saya Riza Zulkapli. Salam hormat. Patuhi SOP dan juga jagakan penjarakan sosial.